Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Final hour, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. I want to remind you, make sure to go check out the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. Already a AAA member? Upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. The question, B. Mitch, is how confident are you the Commanders can win with Marcus Mariota at quarterback? Very confident, kind of confident, a little worried. We're going to be 1-2.
I'm going to go with very.
Okay. I would say very confident as well. Make sure you go vote on that.
We got very and kind of. We got 81% with that.
Yeah. I think most people would be fairly confident. So that's not a bad spot to be at. Right now, though, it's 1 o'clock on a Friday. You know what that means. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything, and it's sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with a dress collar polo today. If you're watching on the 106.7 YouTube stream, B. Mitch is rocking a nice Collars & Co. shirt today.
Yeah.
Looks nice, B. Mitch.
I like it. I hate flimsy collars.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing in the
world. Nice, good collar for it.
Walk up your collar all hanging out like it's in the car trying to act like it's in the 70s.
Really nice. Really nice. It's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. You want to hop in, ask B. Mitch a question, 800-636-1067. Let's start with, let's go to Joel in Maryland. Joel, what's up?
What's up, Joel?
B. Mitch, it is an honor to speak to a future Hall of Famer. And remember, bro, I want to ride with you when you go out. I know we got to have a party bus, so I'm not sitting in there looking all stupid like, you. Who this dude? So, you know, party bus, and we can have people in there so we can all be enjoying this moment, all right?
All right.
Now, here's my questions. I'm going to take you back to when you went in and played quarterback for the Redskins and they called you in to the game. How mentally prepared were you for that moment? Because I don't know if you were getting snaps during practice. And my follow-up question is, the backup for Mariota, let's all pray that we don't need him. But in the event that we do, will he go through what you went through during that time?
Appreciate it, Joel.
I think they will have a quarterback as a backup to Mariota. So, no, he's not going to go through what I went through. But I had a game plan. I had my own game plan going into that game to the Eagles. People forget that Mark Rippon was already hurt. Stan Humphries was playing and Jeff Rutledge. Both of those guys got hurt. That's why I had to go into the game. If Mark had been healthy, I would have never gone in the game. You know what I mean? So they gave me a game plan that week, and the omen, I guess, is when you gave me a game plan, it happened. Because guess who gave me a game plan later on in my career? The Giants. My last game of my career, guess what I played? Quarterback. Both the quarterbacks got hurt.
So, hey, at least you were ready.
Yeah, right? I was. At least you were ready. I was ready for it. But, you know, I think the guys, if they go in today, they will be they'll be ready and be prepared.
Let's get out to Benjamin in Fairfax. Benjamin, ask B. Mitch Anything.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Appreciate it.
Just like the Oscars and Emmys, where the nominees and award winners have to kind of do this whole campaign and glad handing and all that stuff behind the scenes in any of those award seasons. Are you aware of if the Hall of Fame and their selection committees have any of those types of process where unless you advocate for yourself or do X, Y, and Z, you don't get that real consideration?
I don't know. I don't have a clue.
Appreciate it, Benjamin. Yeah, we'll start a full campaign.
You shouldn't have to do that because, it's about what they say. It's about how you play, right?
Yeah, it should be just about your play on the field, which is pretty obvious. You should be in the Hall of Fame. Get out to GA and Springfield.
Not very good at the glad-handed thing, though.
GA, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. So my question is this, Mitch. What year did Darryl Green join the Redskins?
That was 81, I think. 81.
So here's the next question to that question. So if that was in 81, they played the Raiders in the Super Bowl, correct, in 84?
He joined the team in 83.
83?
83. So they played the Raiders in 83. What year did they play the Raiders? Because my question is, Darryl ran down a bunch of running backs and wide receivers. When Marcus Allen made that U-turn, where was Darryl?
Let's see. 1983 was, I believe, the year they did lose in the Super Bowl to the Raiders.
Okay.
That's a good question.
And he was on the team?
Yeah.
So what? I recall the game, but Darryl ran down a bunch of players.
Yeah.
Where was he at when Marcus made that U-turn and took it to the house? That's my question.
I don't know that one.
We'll have to ask Darryl Green that.
Yeah, we got to find out.
Appreciate you guys, man.
All right, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate you, GA.
Good question, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
Let's get out to...
I know Eric don't like to hear about it because Eric got walked down.
Let's get out to Ian. Is it Ian or Ian in Landover? What's up, man?
Nothing. How are you?
How you doing,
man? Mitch.
What's up?
My guy. We spoke the other day. You said you was going to buy me lunch if I put on the propaganda and the Dolphins didn't come through. It's all good. But what we going to do...
So you lost?
What we going to do this weekend against the Raiders is we're going to run the ball. And we're gonna play defense as natural.
We're gonna have to.
We're gonna come up to cover two, and we're gonna face them, man to man.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, brother.
800-636-1067. If you want to hop in, it's Ask B Mitch Anything. Let's get out to Jupe. Is you say the DMWV? Well, is that what this is?
Man, Jupe tripping. Yeah.
Jupe, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? B. Mitch, the legendary Toki.
What's
How
up,
y'all
man?
Fellas feeling?
Chilling,
great,
chilling.
Man.
Ain't much. Hey, look, my question, B. Mitch, is to that Packers game. First of all, they cheated, dog. They had like 15 players on the field. You can't tell me otherwise. Because every time we caught the ball, it seemed like the whole squad and the bench was tackling our guys.
It seemed like that.
but my question is, do you think that maybe Cliff and Gain kind of just fell into that? But before I get to my question, my best analogy is like Kobe, right? I heard many accounts where players was like, I was so amazed, but I got caught just standing there watching. Do you think maybe Cliff kind of fell into that? I know Timothy can make magic happen, and that's why the play calling got so, you know, trashy, as that I should say.
That's what I was saying earlier, that I felt like people got complacent knowing Jaden's capabilities.
Right.
And I think that's everybody. It wasn't just one person. It's everybody.
Appreciate it, Jupe.
So everybody got to come in here ready to play.
100%. Get out to Zeke in Southeast. Zeke, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother? Show. How you doing, man?
All right. Hey, to answer the guy's question, when Marcus Allen made that U-turn, remember now, Marcus Allen is an All-Pro, too. Daryl just couldn't catch that brother. He was bad. Because I watched that game and I was like, oh, my God. Right.
He can catch most. They tripping because he didn't catch everybody. What the hell?
Right. He can catch most. But Marcus Allen was his dude, man. I used to love him. But one of the things that if we run the ball, going back to the poll question, I'm a little concerned because it seemed like Cliff is pass happy. We only ran the ball 12 times in that whole game, man. That's unacceptable. I don't care where we are. We cannot run the ball only 12 times the whole game. That way your defense is just back on their heels. They know you're going to pass. They're not even worried about the run game.
Hey,
okay,
Zeke,
that's number one.
You got a question for B-Mitch?
Yeah, here it is right now. B-Mitch, out of all the people you played in golf, right,
uh-huh,
who has your number? I know you're good, but who has your number where you said, man, I can't get past this guy?
Nobody.
Who would that person be?
I knew that was going
to
be his answer.
Nobody has my number to where I don't think I can beat him. No.
Zeke, hopefully.
I mean, no. The question is that have been beating you, that have beaten you a certain time, and you said that ain't going to happen again. Somebody has to have beaten you.
Somebody beat me. I came back and I beat them, so we good.
Zeke, I'm hoping that answer in a couple years is Toby. I'm hoping
Zeke,
that
it won't be Toby.
Let's get out to Steve in Northern Baltimore. Steve, what's up?
Hey, how y'all guys doing, man?
We good, man.
Question for AB. I've been trying to find that gear. Remember a couple of weeks ago somebody said that DQ don't wear Commander's gear. But I sent y'all a picture of him with the burgundy hoodie on.
Okay.
But I can't find that hoodie on the Commander's website. Do you know where DQ get his shirts and his hoodies and stuff
from? Nah, man. I know they give him a lot of stuff over there, but I couldn't tell you where they get it from.
Come on, man. You got the inside hookup, right?
Nah. If I had the inside hookup, I would be buying stuff myself.
Man, them some nice gear, dude. They don't have it. The coaches and the players wear the nice gear that you can't find online. I don't think that's right, man. I want what they got.
I'm like you. If they sporting it, I want it.
Yeah, 100%. Appreciate it, Steve.
Right.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Thank you.
800-636-1067. I've been thinking about this. This is what I want to ask you, B. Mitch.
Yeah.
Who's the most intimidating player you ever played, just in terms of physically imposing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Reggie White.
Yeah.
And I say that because he was smiling, praying for people. But you know he's going to try to break your damn neck when you get on the football field. You know, and
he got to beat you up and then pray for you afterwards.
3:15 ran a 4:640. You watch that man take, he would do that club move.
Yes.
An offensive lineman, 300 plus pounds, will leave the ground. They would go airborne. Jumpy Gathers was another guy who would hit, lock his arm, and lift. He called it the forklift, and just walk offensive lineman to the quarterback. I got in a fight with him.
Did you win?
He had stitches. I didn't.
We'll count that as a win, then. We'll count that as a win.
800-636. I'm a little crazy. Toby, I'm a little crazy.
Well, I knew that. 800-636-1067 if you want to hop in. It's Ask B. Mitch Anything. Let's get out to Ben in Bethesda. Ben, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Brian? Hey, I'm going to switch back to fashion, but not hoodie. I respect you got a good style yourself. So I was going to see how many suits you got in your closet, including tuxedos, and what's the most you ever paid for a suit? All right, let's go, Commanders. We got to wrap Marcus.
All right,
later, bro.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Ben.
How many suits I have in my closet? I used to have about 75. I don't wear suits anymore very often. So I probably would say I'm about 40, 35, 40. And what was the other question you said?
What's the most you ever spent on a suit?
Oh, the most I ever spent on a suit? $3,500. That's it.
You usually like a gray, black?
I used to, when I was playing, I wore every color.
I like that.
Because we had a fashion show, basically. You know? Started in Washington, went to Philly. Guys suited up. See, like, today these guys walk in like they're going to a damn to a damn basketball thing. We came in dressed up. When it got cold, we had overcoats to match everything.
Is that what you would do if you're coaching a team? You're wearing suits and everything to the stadium?
Suits, shoes, styling it, dog.
I like it.
And we had a contest, and then people would judge, and you got the money at that week or not.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I won a lot. Let you know that. But I didn't have to. I used to get a lot of my stuff free. Because when I was in Philly, for sure, I got it free.
Well, that's the benefit of being B-Mitch.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you wear this stuff. Hey, man. Come on.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Gary in Woodbridge. Gary, what's your question for B-Mitch?
Hey, B. Mitch, sometimes defenses put a spy on a running quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible that the offense could put a spy on number one, Micah?
It's possible.
Appreciate it, Gary.
But they put him all over the field, so you better... I don't know if that'll help too much, though, because...
I mean, you could probably leave a running back in protection and just kind of keep an eye, but...
Yeah, but...
You probably want to chip or double.
He going to run one of those up and unders, and the running back going to trip down the offensive line, and something going to happen.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I watched the other day, it was more than one person trying to block him.
Also, if he gets ahead of steam, ain't no running back stopping him. He's just going to run right through him.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, but you know what? Slice him up.
That dude is different.
He may not get to the quarterback, though.
Ask B. Mitch anything, 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Elijah in D.C. Elijah, what's up?
What's going on, B?
What up, man?
I'm curious, how do you think, what would a fullback do for Washington so far as with blocking scheme and also having a body between Jaden and the line sometimes? So I feel like that fullback position is kind of diminished. How Baltimore, how they continue to use the fullback and why they use him, understanding the type of quarterback that they have, understanding anything can happen back there, and you need to have somebody that has some type of athletic help him out that's not necessarily an offensive lineman all the time. You know, so I'm trying to figure out, do you think that could improve them from a run blocking standpoint and to get some more options underneath for five.
It's possible that it can help, but, you know, some running backs don't feel very comfortable with a fullback in front of them. Some of them do. But the thing of it is, the same thing that fullback does, a tight end can do, a running back can do. You know, so that running back should be in between the offense, the D-line and the...
Well, the tough part is, too, if they're not going to go under center...
Yeah.
You're not going to run the I formation. Yeah, that's not a part of the offense.
Thing of it, like, the majority of offenses do not go on the center.
And a lot of teams have that blocking tight end, which John Bates fills that role for Washington.
Totally.
Let's get out to Delta Don. What's up, man? What's your question for B-Mitch?
It's Dump Truck Don, man.
Well, okay, Dump Truck Don. What's your question for B-Mitch?
See, y'all don't know me. Yeah, B-Mitch. Mr. Mitchell, besides collecting all-purpose yards, what do you like to collect? Because some people like me are in the hats, watches, and shoes and stuff. What do you collect? What is your collection?
My collection would be, I was a watch collector, and I guess I'm collecting golf clubs now, because every time a new driver come out, I got to get it.
What brand watch did you like the most?
I used to like Breitling's.
Okay, Breitling. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I like the Breitling's more than I do any other stuff.
My dad,
because Breitling's was a little different, and it could be huge too. But everybody had Rolex. I had a Rolex. I had some tags, but I actually loved the Breitling's. I had so many damn Breitling's, it was ridiculous.
Real quick, this one could be a little bit crazy, but we got to get this one in.
It's from somebody named Landfill.
No, this one's from Commandante Tequila.
Oh my Lord.
What's your question, Commandante?
Okay. I have a question for White Brian for B. Mitch. Every time we see the Cowboys play the Giants, my son has a question. My son, Alex. All right, here he is.
I don't know.
Alex, what is it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, here we go.
Say again, Alex.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Yeah, here we go.
All right, Commander. I appreciate it, man. I knew it was going to be a wild ride.
Landfill.
Wanted to give him a chance.
What the hell was that?
I don't know what was going on there, but that's going to wrap it up for Ask B. Mitch Anything, which is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. Look like B. Mitch if you'd like to
go
check out Collars & Co. Coming up next, we'll get into Sunday's game, give our predictions for what you're going to see. Not Jaden Daniels on the field. Marcus Mariota going to be under center. How confident are we they can get the win? We'll give you our predictions for the game next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.